in! Out!
You are a cruel man, Ivan Krause. You lead a sinful life and delight in it. The gates of hell are opening for your eternal soul. You are a spiritually blind man who cannot see real values.
Fair fool!
There is more, Ivan Krause. You know nothing about life because for so long you have been existing in a living death. But Jesus Christ, God's Son, who healed the blind, is also able to heal you and take away your spiritual blindness. Once you, even you, Ivan Krause, have your spiritual sight, you can see God's glory and it will change your life.
Be silent!
I will finish you. Even you, Ivan Krause, can repent and Jesus will forgive you. Now, you may do as you wish. You can shoot me. No one will be the wiser. But before God, I have witnessed to you. Even you, Ivan Krause.
Out! Get out!
Joseph, what happened to old Krause? He's not calling you to his office lately.
I really don't know. The last time he called me in, I had a boldness I'd never felt before.
Oh, yeah?
I believe it is because all of you were playing, even as you lay in this cell. But it was as though I were not even speaking to Clara. I really feel the Lord took over and spoke through me. And I had no fear. I didn't even care about his gun. He could have killed me. But he just sat there.
He has really changed since then. He acts almost human.
But he's been different to me. He doesn't mock me anymore, or look at me with that gaze of hatred. As a matter of fact, he won't look at me at all. We must continue to pray for him.
No, man, yeah.
I believe the Lord has begun a work in his heart. I would not be surprised to see him in heaven.
Until they took it all away. I own several large jewelry shops here in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, so you have said.
You think they will return any of my property? You know, I was always honest, hardworking. I earned every cent I had. I've worked since I was a boy. I built my business from nothing. All that I gained with the hard work of these hands and this head. Do you think they will return any of it?
I think you are putting entirely too much emphasis on what you used to have.
But I must have it again someday. I must. It's mine. I earned it. It must be returned.
Ah, Vaclav, Vaclav, you must not worry so much about those things. They are material. There are greater things to consider.
What could be more important than that which a man has worked for and built up over a lifetime?
Vaclav, why are you so worried? Your earthly possessions could never give you peace of mind. You need something that can fill your need. Material things will not. Why won't you listen to me when I try to tell of the love of God? He is the answer to your worry. Open your heart to him, Vaclav. Open it up. Forget about the possessions you once had.
What's that? I will get them back. They are mine. Leave me alone. I'm no sinner. If everyone were as honest and hardworking as I, this would be a better world. I do not want to hear of your God.
Poor, poor Svoboda.
Talking to him did no good, huh?
No. The poor man is so concerned about his possessions, he will listen to nothing I try to tell him about God.
You know, Joseph, I never saw a more miserable man. Some days more miserable than men suffering from physical sickness.
Yeah, the Lord spoke of it in the gospel. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Kraglav has earthly treasures ringing so loudly in his ears, he cannot hear the call of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah. What will become of him, Joseph?
He can only pray. Each day he becomes more and more miserable. And then he hears from the Czechoslovakian Supreme Court, I know the verdict will not be good. I've been trying to prepare him for that. But he will not listen. Yeah. All we can do is pray.
Joseph, you are right.
Right, sir? But what?
Svoboda, you received this today from the Supreme Court.
Sentenced to 20 years in prison and confiscation of all property? Oh, no. How did he take it? Were you with him?
He's dead, Joseph. He read the sentence. The paper dropped from his hand. He collapsed and fell on the floor.
Svoboda. How ironic. His name means freedom. He knew not a day of freedom since he began holding on to his possessions. All those treasures, where are they now? Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth. The moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. I tried to tell you, friend Svoboda, but the noise of the treasure chest was ringing too loudly in your ear. I heard you humming a song. I thought I'd come over. Don't be frightened, please. I'm not going to report you. I recognize the song because he sang it at our church.
Oh, then you are a Christian?
Yeah, but I must move on to God sees us. Meet me back at the compound. This is the best place I could think of to meet and talk.
With this food, talking is by far the better part of the meal.
My name is Joseph. Joseph Corbel.
And I am Andre.
Andre, where do you come from?
From eastern Czechoslovakia. I had a farm there.
But did you own it?
Oh, yeah. Until they took it from me and drove the family away to work elsewhere. It was a big farm. And the Lord had prospered me. But the Lord give it, and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yeah. Do you hope to get the farm back?
Hope, oh. My hope is in the Lord. All I had, he gave me. My family, my farm, my friends. Many friends he has taken away. But at 73, I still have my health. And I still have the Lord. And now he has blessed me with a new friend.
You.
Oh, you're staring at me?
Oh, no. Just praising the Lord with you. And amazed at the contrasts in men.
Oh?
I just recently encountered a very poor and rich man. Now the Lord shows me a very rich, poor man. Andre. Andre, praise the Lord.
Amen.
How are you, Joseph?
Oh, much better, thanks.
You really had quite an ordeal, huh?
Yeah, but thank the Lord, he was there and heard me.
What actually happened, Joe?
Well, last week when I was assigned to dig the hole for that high current electric mast, you know how hard the ground was.
Oh, you're telling me. I was supposed to dig a trench and could hardly get my shovel into the ground.
I don't know how I managed, except by the Lord's strength, but I did finally break the ground. And to my surprise, I was suddenly in the hole over my head. It was purely the Lord, because I hardly remember digging. I stopped to look at my work, and as I was thinking about how much more I had to dig, an avalanche of dirt fell into the hole and wedged my leg against the side. I couldn't move. The pain was almost unbearable.
Couldn't you break up the dirt with a shovel?
I tried, but it was hard as stone. I started yelling for help.
And you were rescued.
Yeah. The ever alert guard, he thought I was loafing. He yelled at me, and I just had to lay there and let him yell.
It's a miracle that he didn't shoot you before coming over to where you were.
Miraculously, he saw my leg wound and called some men to come and carry me to the truck.
Yeah, I was one of them. You fainted when we picked you up.
But I fainted rejoicing. Rejoicing.
I don't want to alert the guards. Does anyone else have anything to share? Step on.
You know, Brother Joseph, I really regretted having to be chained to you each time you were transferred. I knew you were from the Salvation Army, and my church has not always accepted your methods because they were not according to our liturgy. But as we were together, you sang those wonderful songs they use in your ministry. They warmed me in such a way as I had never experienced before.
I'm thankful for that, Stepan. I always enjoy listening to you speak of your church and its magnificent history.
I know. I think at first you knew how I felt, but it didn't bother you. You showed, well, real Christian love. And I began to ask you to sing some of your Salvation Army songs because they were so very personal and spoke of a God who is real. Not just of a word found in a creed. I thank the Lord for that, Brother Joseph.
And so do I. My experience at the cave reminded me of a verse found in Psalm 40. And I have it written down here in my little Bible.
Yeah, your Bible. A few pieces of brown cement sack paper, sewn together with a few verses scrawled on them.
They're so meaningful, Joseph. I thank the Lord that he has given me these verses again. My memory has been playing tricks on me since being confined, but the verses, they come back so clearly.
What was the verse you were talking about in Psalm 40?
Well, actually, verses 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Perhaps we should just take some time right now.
Do not anyone move. Stay where you are. With the corbel. What is that in your hand?
Something I was sharing with the men.
Give it to me.
No.
More of this religious nonsense. You never learn, do you? Well, you can ask yourselves all night if this was really worth it. You will all come with me. You are going to stand on the roof of the barracks all night and look up into the sky. See if you can find that God of yours.
And all night?
Out, all of you! Let us see if you can find your God up in the sky.
In truth, I did find God there. It was uncomfortable standing on the slant of the roof all night. He had suffered the worst punishment. As I stood, head tilted back, gazing at the stars, I recalled another time when a man who was called a friend of God
gazed into the sky and received a wonderful sight.
Be with me, whatever this experience may bring. Lord, it is in these moments that I become most anxious. I know my life, even in this body, in your hands, and that you have promised to be to whatever I call, but Lord, you know I am not a strong man. I believe you told me that I should be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let my request be made known. So I am asking and thanking you for the answer you are going to give. I need your strength. Be with me. May I feel your presence.
Such a small self. And you should allow me to come here and to be alone with you. That I will use this time with you.
You have been brought here because of some new information we have uncovered regarding you. You have been in England for certain special training, have you not?
Yeah, I was sent there for Christian youth workers training. Sent there from headquarters in France.
What was the nature of your business?
We were informed of the latest techniques of working with young people and giving classes, introducing us to the latest literature in the field.
Do you recognize this photograph?
Yeah, that's what I had at home.
Who are all these people and where are they now?
I don't know who all of them are. They are people from all over the world, youth workers in the Salvation Army. I only met them at the London conference.
What is the name of the conference?
It was the International Conference for Officers. We met there for training.
Tell us the truth. We know you're a spy. That was an international conference and training for spies, was it not?
That is not true. I'm not a spy, but my only goal is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Don't give up that religious nonsense. We know you are a spy. You must confess. If you persist in lying, we have ways of dealing with this, too.
We will give you a choice, number 014555. Confess that you are a spy or...
Do you know what it's like to be in total darkness for weeks at a time in a small cell where you cannot lie down and sleep?
Where you never know what to expect. Would you rather do this than confess the truth?
Like some dumb animal, he stands there. Guard, take him away. We'll ask him later after he's had time to think.
Thank you, Lord, for sustaining me over these many months.
now? Where are they taking me? There, Lord. I am so weak, I am like one out of a tomb.
Yet you have been faithful. You gave me strength to withstand their harsh interrogations. You overfit me in the tiny cell. You even sent me a beautiful maple leaf to show me again what a wonderful creator you are. Lord, you know I am weak from the many months in that dark cell. I ask you for some time just to be in your sunlight for a while. I need the warmth and light to give me strength. Would you please grant me this request, Lord? You know I...
Yeah, what happened to him?
The truck stopped.
All these rotten, no good trucks. Broke down again, third time this month.
They'll never be able to get it repaired. Shops all closed for the weekend.
Then this little Borg will never get it fixed.
What will they do with him?
Put him in the local jail till Monday. By that time, we should have the van fixed, and we can take him on to the compound. You and your husband must keep him here with you until Monday.
We will be back then. Remember, he is an enemy of the state. He has been sent to prison for high treason. If he escapes, you and your husband will take his place. Is that understood?
I understand. We will take care of him.
Monday morning, 6 o'clock. Have him ready.
He will be ready.
All right, good day.
What is your name, sir?
Oh, sorry. I'm not used to be addressed in such a way. I'm Joseph Colbert.
Why are you a prisoner?
I was an officer in the Salvation Army. I've been arrested.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. We are familiar with the work of the Salvation Army. We are also aware that many are prisoners who should not be. But then, we are all prisoners of a sort, are we not? I think you know what I mean.
Oh, but I am free, even though I am a prisoner. Flee to the truth of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I understand. You look very tired and weary, Mr. Corbell.
I am. I was in solitary confinement for many, many months. It's even hard to adjust to the brightness here of the sunlight.
But I am sure that you enjoy the out of doors.
Oh, yeah, very much.
Well, you do not need to sit here. It is a beautiful sunny day. Would you like to join my husband and me in the garden?
In the garden?
Yeah. My husband and I are having tea. You need not talk. You can just sit under the cherry tree and rest.
But I'm a prisoner. Aren't you afraid that I'll try to escape?
Oh, not really. I can tell. You are not one who would allow another to be sent to prison for you. I have known Christians, real ones, and I sense that you are real, Mr. Corbell. Now, come, join us. I will leave the door open.
Thank you, Lord, for the answer to my prayer. You not only gave me a rest from this truck, you also allowed me to get into your sunshine and gave me those two wonderful people to be with for a whole weekend. I pray that my words will be used for their salvation and that my witness is true to your grace and mercy. Thank you for renewed strength and for giving me such a real sense of your presence. And now, Lord, for whatever may lie ahead, stay with me and strengthen me. In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Amen.
Joseph, somebody is looking for you.
Yeah, who is it?
I don't know. It's one of the new prisoners who was just brought in.
Where is he?
That man, right over there, at the other end of the cell.
Oh, I'll go right over. Understand you were looking for me.
You are Joseph Corbell?
Oh, that's right.
Mr. Corbell, you saved my life years ago. And this is my first chance to thank you. How can I ever repay you for what you did for me?
But we've never met. How, How could I? Oh, there must be some mistake.
No, there is no mistake. Do you know Miroslav?
Miroslav? Yeah.
I am his friend, the forester.
The forester? The one,
Who was supposed to be hanged. The letter of confession, the one you wrote for him that told the truth about me, he saved my life. He saved me from being hanged. My sentence was changed by the court from death to 25 years in prison. Now I still have hope of someday returning to my family.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, praise the Lord.
You are a Christian too?
Yes, when I discovered what had made Miroslav do what he did, I had to know more. Today I'm a Christian. You saved more than my life. You introduced me to someone who could save my soul as well.
Then we both have much to thank the Lord for today.
His joy is complete, even in this prison, with a 25-year sentence. I know this is a place of much sorrow, but I am so happy to at last meet you and thank you. Bless you, my brother.
Just the other day, I met a man who credits me with saving his life, and he shared the joys of the Lord. And now it is.
Another inmate found hanging from the rafters. This is the third one this month.
For some, that is the only way out. They've never learned that Christ can give them new life, even here in prison.
Perhaps it was their hatred of the guards. They're so cruel.
You'll find that there are some here who are hated more than the guards.
Who?
The squealers, the traitors, those men who have sold themselves to the enemy and stooped to such depths that they enjoy informing against their fellow inmates. And this is the reason some of these men hang themselves or slit their wrists. They feel such utter desperation. Satan knows no bounds. You will discover that the tactics of the enemy are completely unpredictable.
Past understanding, it seems.
Yeah. There's no way to explain. You'll have to see for yourself. Loves to destroy.
This morning I'm going to tell you who one of these informers is. One of your fellow colleagues who spies on you. And it is
this
way.
Horrible, diabolical, and there's nothing he can do.
God, my messenger, you are instructed not to interfere when I call out this name. I'm sure these men know how to take care of traitors. His name is.
Hatred at its worst.
Joseph, where are you going?
I refuse to condone this hatred either by silence or inaction.
But you cannot go out there to that man. They will kill you.
And so be it.
Poor
miserable creature, oh God. Why is there so much hatred in this world? Why? Why? He thought that's coming for me, too. Before you, I have done the right thing. If this is the moment of my death, then I commend my life into your hands.
We have come. come to help you take him inside.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You take his feet and legs carefully. Oh, he's very broken up, and take him gently. We will take him to the shed.
Aren't you the one who...
Yeah, I am the one who told you to quit talking to me about God. But what you did this morning, I mean, with the traitor, well, it said something to me. You are not just talking religion. You are living it. That took courage, Joseph.
No, it took heart. The heart of a loving God who said to me, show that man is not your enemy. Satan is your enemy. That man needs my love as much as any man in this prison. Go and share it with him. I'm not a brave man. And when those men started coming towards me, I was terrified. God doesn't have heroes, only weak servants who know that his strength is sufficient. If you want to hear of him, I'll tell you. But if you've come to talk to a brave man, I'm afraid you've come to the wrong person.
Just tell me about him.
Joseph! Joseph, I must talk to you!
But better hurry, I'm late for roll call.
I am right! Wait just a moment! Joseph,
you've got to help me.
What's the matter?
Joseph, my wife, she died. Her mother refused to take the children. What can I do? My dear wife, I'll never see her again. What will I become of the children?
I'm so sorry.
Everything I had gone.
Oh, my friend, as long as we have life, all is not lost. Isn't God our help? Hasn't he promised to be trust him? He loves you. Listen, I'm late for all, Colin. When I return from work, we'll pray about this, and I'll pray while I'm at work.
Joseph, do not leave me, please.
I have an idea. I'll write a Bible verse on this piece of cement sack. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46, 1. There. Take this, read it, believe it. We'll pray when I return.
Thank you, Joseph. Thank you.
Here! This man is calling. Must have a letter for me. A letter from home. Yeah. Must be a Christmas card. He's coming this way.
Number 014555.
Yeah, that's me.
You see this?
Handcuffs.
You have been warned not to spread religious propaganda. This yours?
Of course I did.
Don't deny it. Your friend had it on the ball over his bunk. He said you gave it to him. Come. We'll handcuff you to that barbed wire fence over there, and maybe that will teach you to obey orders.
So close, so cold, Lord, please be with me.
shots you've been hit. How long were you out there?
I don't know. I lost all track of time. It's so cold. I just grew numb and fell asleep. I do remember the handcuffs being unlocked and someone helping me back to the barracks.
Yes, that was me and a couple of the other fellows. Why did they do this? I ask, why do they do anything? Butchers.
I was too careless, I suppose. I gave a man the Bible, and instead of throwing it away, he hung it over his bed. But I trust it gave him comfort. The Lord certainly was with me.
Something odd, Joseph.
What?
Your hands.
Eh? What about them?
You were out there for hours. In that cold, a man's hands will be frostbitten. But yours, they look as though they must have been covered.
Lord, I know you must have worked a miracle. I don't remember how. It seems almost that I saw the pierced hand of the Savior covering me. I only know my hands are well. I thank you that you work wonders with men, both secretly and openly. And you strengthen relationships between yourself and your children with acts so wonderful they cannot be shared. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
I can't believe the difference between here at Leopoldov and the other places that I have been in prison.
It is quite different, although we must not get our hopes up. This regime is still inhuman, no matter where it serves.
At least here I've been able to regain my strength. It's almost a miracle the way my health has improved.
I will feel better after my mother's visit next week. I've not seen her for several years. She's 80. This may be the last time we see each other. I dare not get excited. I'm afraid of disappointment.
That's the way I felt. My last visit with my wife is not a visit at all. The guards didn't tell us what to do. I just stood there waiting for them to open the gate for Anna. And they never did. She had to leave without our speaking a word.
I can imagine what it would be like. I know that there have been cases where a prisoner has said the wrong thing, and although the visitor may have traveled for several days to get here, the visit was immediately terminated and the visitor sent home. They have no heart.
I know this visit has to be better. It just has to.
Stay in column, two by two. No one walks alone.
This is impossible. Every time more men come out of their cells, the column is left uneven. I must watch to see that I have a partner.
Fill in those gaps. Two by two. No one walks alone.
I must watch to see that I'm with someone all the time. Another cell block coming up. Oh, now, must be careful. Oh, no. A man alone at the back of the line. I mean, my partner ran up to join him. Now I am alone.
No one walks alone.
There is the next man back. Why hasn't he come to join?
You, out of line.
But I...
Out? Stay here. You were ordered to go in pairs. And you are walking alone. You will be reported for disobeying orders.
For disobedience of my orders, there will be no visiting privileges for you this Sunday.
But, sir, I can explain.
What happened? I talked to an officer. No visit for half a year.
Half a year? But you don't understand.
A whole year. No visit for a whole year. Now, out of here, or I'll throw your head off.
I know how you feel, Joseph. That was a cruel thing that they did.
There are times when I find it almost impossible to pray for my enemies.
I cannot understand how you do it.
Sunday, Anna could have come and we could have at least seen each other. The captain was right. He can never relax. Not even for a moment. This system is riddled with cruelty.
But you're always preaching about good coming from everything.
Only if you love the Lord.
He has promised to work all things together for good if we love him. I don't understand how it can be, but the Bible also says his ways are not our ways. I forgot. Never ask why.
Maybe you won't ask why, but I sure will.
You were there?
Yeah. My sister was supposed to visit. But after what happened to the captain, we were hurried out of the room so fast. I didn't even get a glimpse of
what happened to the captain.
Well, he was supposed to be visited by his mother. She must be at least 80.
Did he get to see her?
Yeah. And there was a problem.
Problem?
Well, you know, you go into the guard on each side of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And the visitor has two guards, too. Anyway, as soon as the captain's mother saw him, she tore away from her guard, ran up and threw her arms around his neck.
What happened?
They don't allow personal contact, you know. As soon as she threw her arms around him, the guards were on her like a pack of hungry wolves. I thought they were going to kill her. They treated the little old lady like she was some wild boar or something.
Oh, no. And that's why they canceled all visits.
I think it's because of what the captain did. I never saw anyone so angry. He rammed a guard right in the mouth. The man landed across the room and fell against the door.
Where is the captain now?
The last I saw, they were marching him to the little building over there.
With the underground cells?
Yeah.
Ah, the captain was afraid he'd never see his mother again. How right he was.
Tell me how this works out for good, Joseph. That's what you're always preaching.
I talked with the captain about his soul. He can only play he has received Christ as Savior.
Joseph, did you hear the news?
What is it?
The United Nations, it appealed to the communist government to reduce the sentences of people who are imprisoned for religious reasons.
Reduce the sentences?
Yes, I just heard. You know, I'm being released soon.
I know, and I am so very happy for you. But you mustn't get so excited.
Oh, but I can't help it. My poor father, all alone, that wife of mine. After she left me, she took over the house. It made him move out. I'm all he has, Joseph.
I know. I've been praying for him. Those community homes are really not the best places for older people.
But I will soon be out. He and I will make a new life for ourselves.
I'm praying so for both your sakes.
Yeah.
But please, try not to get excited. You've been in prison for a very long time, and I fear for your health.
No. Do not worry about me, Joseph. The day I am released will be the greatest day in my life.
Today.
Yeah, soon I will see my dear father and he can begin again.
Why do they not come, Joseph?
Why do they not come?
Hold yourself, Harvey, please. Don't let yourself get so excited.
But would you not be if you were going to get out?
I think I would be excited, but when
a guard comes into the laundry, I thought he was coming to tell me I was going home. Every time a door opened or somebody moved, I thought it was for me, Joseph. I'm getting out today. I'm going.
Joseph,
it is them. I know it is them.
Please, Harvey, don't get so excited.
Joseph, it is the count.
Harvey, get ready. You're going home.
Harvey, get
him up. We can't waste time.
You would have to. His heart couldn't take the excitement. Harvey is dead. Thank you.
Joe, you're nervous. What's wrong?
Well, today, you didn't know. I know. Even if I didn't know you were being released today, it would show. I can always tell.
Yeah?
How? Every time someone walks in the door, you stand and stare at him until he leaves. Also, you've counted that pile of laundry about 5 times. Oh, don't worry. I wouldn't report anybody who's this close to release.
Well, I presume it is noticeable.
Yeah. I can't believe it after 10 years going home. I wonder what it'll be like standing outside these walls, knowing that I'm free.
I wouldn't know. Freedom is as foreign to me as walking on the moon. But I enjoy seeing others relieved.
Ah, how I wish I could take you all with me.
Just keep praying for the rest of us, Joe.
I'll surely do that.
I know you will.
Obel, come with me.
That's it, Joe. They don't call you by your name until you're ready to be released.
Sentence has been reduced, Corbett. Do you know why you have been in prison these 10 years?
No, sir.
I'll read this from your file, Corbett.